Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Now, we've talked a lot about the lack of affordable housing on this show, not on this show really, but affordable housing around Massachusetts. And the truth is, even if we sprinkled fairy dust all over Massachusetts and magically did away with NIMBYism, permitting obstacles, high construction prices, and the like, there would still be a major problem that isn't often discussed. And that's the dollars and cents challenge of financing the construction of that affordable housing. Now, the real estate development group Related Beal recently pulled off what feels like a contortionist feat when it found financing for a $230 million development near North Station. They broke ground on it late last year. And we wanted to know if there are lessons here for other developers, banks, investors, even the city in terms of how to find financing for affordable housing. So joining us now is Ted Lubitz, Vice President of Related Beal. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Meghna. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. So can you just describe to us a little bit about give us the headline on the $230 million project and you know, if you can, a quick summary of the pieces of the puzzle that went into financing it.
Yeah, I think the key to our project, which is a mixed income, mixed-use development, which has 239 units of housing and a 220-key hotel, was really collaboration between the city and the state, and as well as the federal government. And that was really the key to the success there.
All right. So you said something there that there's a hotel attached to this project. We'll talk about that in a second. But if I were to like lay out a chart in terms of who the groups are that came together to finance the project, who would it be? How many groups are we talking about here?
We're talking about 25 at the end of the day. Not all of those were as essential to the other ones, but the key funding agencies were really Mass Development, who issued tax-exempt bonds, our senior lender, who was Wells Fargo, and then Department of Housing and Community Development, which is DHCD. Mass Housing played a role, as well as some unique contributions from projects in the area.
Is it typical to have so many groups come together to find the money to build affordable housing?
In affordable housing, it absolutely is. You're really scraping together the resources to make it viable.
Why is that?
You know, there's a gap that's created when you're charging rents that are restricted and your top line revenue is capped. So you need to fill that gap, and we put together the tools to do that.
Okay, so explain what you just said to me in non-real estate financier terms. This gap meaning that it basically costs too much versus the money that can be made on the project?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The costs exceed debatably the value.
Okay, and so therefore you have to come up with creative financing options in order to fill that gap.
Right.
Okay, so there's a structural problem here in terms of financing more affordable housing in Massachusetts.
That's exactly right, especially when you've got private landowners and the market dictates.
Okay, and part of the way you got around that structural problem is with the adding a hotel onto the development?
That is right. It was a mixed-use nature. Our project is not just housing. We've got other economic drivers, one being a hotel, another being a parking garage, and then we have retail as well.
So how replicable is this?
You know, a lot of people ask that question, and I think the key is to take a project and then apply a lot of the tools that we looked at for this one and see if you can make it work. It's not a one-size-fits-all.
That's not the most optimistic answer I was hoping for. So this is not a cookie-cutter project at all.
No, but the tools that we use are tools that we use on any affordable housing project.
Okay.
So it's applying them to your specific project to make it work.
It still sounds to me inordinately complex based on the demand and need for affordable housing, though.
I think that is an understatement.
Okay. So Ted Lubitz, stand by here. Ted Lubitz is vice president at the development company Related Beal, walking us through the hoops, the contortions. I don't know what the right metaphor is here in terms of the pieces that he and Related Beal put together to finance an affordable housing project near North Station. So, Ted, stand by for a second because I want to bring in Mark Curtis. He's managing director of the Massachusetts Housing Partnership, a nonprofit that helps to increase affordable housing supply. Mark, welcome to you.
Thank you, Meghna.
Okay,
glad
so
to be here.
It's great to have you. So help us understand, like, what are the lessons we can glean from the efforts that Ted and Related Beal had to go through in order to find the money to put together, a significant affordable housing project. It sounds like it's almost more work and more complicated than it's worth.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. I think that there is some hope here. We do have a very strong ecosystem in Massachusetts to support the development of affordable housing. We have very experienced nonprofit and for-profit developers like Related Beal and others. We have a lot of banks that are providing both debt financing and investment capital for these affordable housing developments. And we have housing finance agencies like the one I work for, MHP, and others who provide additional financing, help to package all of these resources together, and work with state and local government agencies to make it happen. And I think the big challenge is, we do have limited federal and state resources for affordable housing. And so we are all working to figure out ways to leverage those resources as effectively as possible and build as much affordable housing as possible.
So here's my question. I have been reading that there are people in the world of banking and finance. I read an article about KeyBank wanting to expand its business unit in affordable housing because they rightly see this enormous upside with affordable housing. And in the words of one senior person at KeyBank, he said, there's virtually unlimited demand. So isn't that the kind of market pressure that would eventually or should eventually create a system in which we have some streamlining? That, I mean, Mark, I take your point that there are the pieces and the players already in place in Massachusetts, but it still sounds complicated to me. Can't we get it to be a little more streamlined so that it's faster to get these new affordable housing projects online and financed?
Yeah. Well, I think having more banks involved in the way that KeyBank is very important. And banks play many roles in this process. They invest in projects directly, typically using a federal program called the Low Income Housing Tax Credit Program. They provide debt financing. And we have done a lot in the state over time to try to make access to debt and subsidy simpler for developers. We have one application that we all use to get debt and equity into projects. We try to coordinate the closing process with all these different funding sources so that it's as seamless as possible. But in a high-cost market like Massachusetts, it is just the sad reality that we need more funding sources than in a lot of other parts of the country.
Well, Ted Lubitz, let me bring you back in here. I mean, from your experience with the North Station project, I mean, are there specific things that you would like to see, I don't know, state and local government do to help sort of, to break the high cost problem that Mark Curtis was talking about?
Well, one of the things that was essential to our project was the state tax credit, and that's something that's unique to Massachusetts. A few other states do have them. But that was actual subsidy that can be used to build some of the higher AMI bands.
AMI bands?
Yeah, area median income. So those funds can be used to help offset some of the costs associated with units that are not supported by the low-income housing tax credits.
I see. And so, Mark Curtis, I mean, you've been doing this for a long time. We've just got about a minute left to go here. I mean, in order to further get us down the line where the high costs aren't such a disincentive, what would you like to see? I mean, are there any sort of policy levers that we can pull?
Yeah, I think there are. We have been helping to fund a pilot project in Boston right now that is using a new kind of building process called Lean, which was actually modeled after the Toyota automotive plant, to try to reduce construction costs. And if we can get construction costs more manageable, that helps get more units produced with the same resources. I also think that the kind of mixed income housing that Related Beal is doing in Boston is a model that Massachusetts has been historically doing more than the rest of the country, but there's far more that we can do, and that helps to bring down affordability for a percentage of units in projects. Mm-hmm. And also, Boston and other cities are using inclusionary zoning policies that require a certain percentage of units to be affordable, and they often grant density bonuses to make that feasible for developers.
Right.
And that's a low-cost way to develop more affordable housing.
Well, Mark Curtis is managing director of the Massachusetts Housing Partnership, a nonprofit that is trying to help increase the affordable housing supply in the state. Mark Curtis, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure.
And Ted Lubitz, vice president at the development company Related Beal. He's in charge of Related Beal's affordable housing development near North Station. Ted Lubitz, it's great to talk to you as well.
Thank you.
And listeners, I'm looking for solutions all the time to our endless housing conundrum. So if you have ideas about how we can ease the way to financing new affordable housing in Massachusetts, send us a tweet at Radio Boston. Or if you're in the finance sector itself, do you feel like, is there an urge in finance to invest in more affordable housing? Let us know. Again, we're at Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston. We will be right back.